If the tune doesn't start off anything like that, it's got this little bebop-ish head that, well, you'll hear what it's like. But then the bridge is just this groove, and the soloists, they play for a long time over these simple changes. And, you know, when I started my band, of course, Tony Rice was the original guitarist. I believe Tony is here today. I look forward to seeing and hearing him. And, of course, he was used to bluegrass, where you get, like, maybe 8 bars. Or, well, you're playing a lot of bars if you play bluegrass. But the solos are kind of short. And I was always trying to get him to, well, just be more exploratory and just keep, you know, developing his solo. It's no particular length. And, you know, we used to rehearse playing long solos. And of course, you know, he was succeeded in the band by Mark O'Connor on guitar. And Mark came in and we played this tune, and I said, oh, just play as long as you want. Well, I finally had to ask him to stop. You know? He wanted to play a long solo, so he said, well, how do I know when to stop? I said, well, just pretend you're climbing a mountain, and when you get to the top, there you are. And he said, yeah, the trouble with that is I get to the top and I see another mountain. Yeah. So here's 1616.